Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Hello, 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 everyone. And welcome to Morning Inspiration. I'm your host, Reese. And it's midweek, you guys. It's midweek. So that means it is time for Moni Dua Wednesday. And if you are new to the show, we have Moni Dua Wednesdays, of course, on Wednesdays, and we have Marriage Mondays, and we have Faith Confession Fridays. And I don't know about y'all, but I need some inspiration today. Okay, I'm sure I'm not the only one, but yes, I need some inspiration today. I needed some yesterday, day for that. You know, it's always cool just to be able to get that extra boost during the week to get you through the rest of the week. And for those of you that were waiting on us to come on the show on Marriage Mondays, we had some things happen on Monday. We weren't able to do the show. But best believe you will be hearing from both of us on Marriage Mondays coming up. And, you know, because we won't let anything stop us or get in our way, you know, a lot of times when you're consistently being consistent and trying to do something, everything seems like it wants to happen at the same time, or whatever case might be, just things start coming your way and you start having obstacles that you need to get jump over and just jump over the hurdle and keep going and keep moving on. So, today, you guys, I have no guests. Oh, yeah, and let me just say this real quick. If that happens again where I schedule a show and we're just not able to do the show for some reason, whether it's technical problems or anything like that, you can follow my Instagram, and I'll have all the information updated on there. Now, I am working on doing an Instagram just for Morning Inspiration. But for the time being, you can go to MommyLyrics08. That is my Instagram, MommyLyrics08, and I will make sure that you guys will know so you won't be just waiting and trying to figure out what's going on. So just for future reference. But today, you guys, I have no guests for Moni Dua Wednesday, okay? I'm a little bit sad because I feel a little bit alone, but it's okay because I really just wanted to really just talk to you guys today. I wanted to do something different, you know, just and talk about a few things. One thing I wanted to talk about today is just, as you saw in the title, it's never alone, feeling like you're alone. I know that I've dealt with that for many years, and I know other people that have dealt with the situation with feeling alone. And if that is something that you have ever felt, you know, go ahead and feel free to call in and kind of let us know either how you're dealing with that now, you know, if it's something that you've overcome with feeling alone, or if it's something that you're still dealing with to this day. So, we sometimes put ourselves in a position of feeling alone because we isolate ourselves. So I feel like sometimes we isolate ourselves. Sometimes it's just mental thoughts or false expectations of something, or something maybe you felt disappointed about, and whatever, we convince ourselves, and then basically we just start feeling alone. And when you feel alone, I think my personal opinion is like you kind of just take God out of the situation. You know, you take an equation when you feel alone, because, you know, the Bible already tells us that we're not alone. So when we take God, and when we start feeling like we're alone, we take God out of the equation, and we're just, God's like, hold on, wait a minute, I'm with you. I've been with you the whole time. I'm still here, you know, like I'm never leaving you, but now you're leaving me because you're completely taking me out of the equation. You're completely forgetting about me, and I'm always here for you. So I think sometimes we need to make sure that we don't take God out of the equation. We leave him just where he is. you don't want to take him out of the equation, because he'll lift you up when you're feeling down. And when you do feel alone, I think you should use that time to spend with God, since you're not alone. Anyway, God is always with you. You know, even though you can't physically touch God, you can't physically, like, see him, but you can feel him, and that's how you know that he's always there. Talk to him like he's your friend. Listen, I know, I know sometimes it's even like, okay, I'm married, but I know even sometimes being single, one time when I was single and wasn't in a relationship years ago, you know, one time I went to the movies alone, and I told myself, and I know other people have done this too, but I've told myself, listen, I'm never going to the movies alone. I'm never going to out to eat alone. And, you know, even to this day, sometimes I see people that do that. And even older people, sometimes I go to restaurants and I see them just sitting by themselves. And I'm like, why are they even at a restaurant? They about to eat by themselves. Like, why are they here? You know, like, and I just feel so bad. Like, okay, they couldn't find anybody to go to the restaurant with them to eat. And those people are people that feel confident in their self, because they're not looking like, listen, the people I've seen, they don't look like they're moping around. They don't look like they're in, you know, about to cry or upset or anything. They look like they're happy to be alone. Some people even bring a book, and they're just reading to the restaurant, eating, and they feel so comfortable with that. And we're talking about, you know, physically being alone, and then sometimes even you're not really alone. You can have a room full of people around you, and you still feel alone. So we're talking about both areas right now, which I feel like, you know, the second one is more mental, and the other one is more physical. And, you know, those people, they don't have that problem. And you know, they don't feel like they're alone. They're having a great time. So when I used to tell myself I would never do that, one day I ended up going to the movies alone. And at first, to be honest, at first it was like, oh, you know, I don't know, man, you know, because you got to get your own popcorn, you know, everything, you know, and I was just like, oh, I don't really know, you know. And then, of course, you see other people there, and you're just like, oh, you see other people, you know, with their other person and, you know, their families or whatever, and you're just like, oh, my gosh, it's kind of making it worse. But listen, side note. If you ever go to the movies alone, try to go when it's already dark in the theater, so you can't really see all that stuff. You just really worry about, you know, you're just really trying to find your seat. Okay, that's my tip. But anyway, so yeah, once I actually sat down and I stopped thinking about it, you know, which is like that mental release of feeling alone, you know, just stop thinking about it. I just really, actually, and try to find a funny movie, please. Please try to find a funny movie, you guys. Don't try to go to one of these movies that is like, you know, romantic and people are all booed up, relationships up and everything like that. And then you end up sitting over there and you're just watching the movie, and then the movie is not enjoyable because you're thinking about the whole time being with someone else. You know, even when it just comes to, you know, having a relationship and you're feeling alone. So don't do that. Please try to find a comedy or a funny movie. If you have to go see a little kid movie, something that will take your mind. Because when you end up doing that, when you end up, you know, let's say putting yourself in that situation at that movie theater, and let's just say your problem with feeling alone is relationship, okay, alone with another person, okay? You're single and you want to be with another person and you feel alone because of that. So when you go to the movies and you go watch this movie that has to deal with relationships, like, I'm going to use this example, and I'm sorry I'm going all over the place, but this is what happens when I'm on the show by myself. So let's just say you go to the movies, and it's Valentine's Day. Perfect example. It's Valentine's Day, and we all know how this goes. It's Valentine's Day, and you don't have a Valentine, okay? You're on your own, male or female. And you end up going to see this movie, and it's a Valentine's Day movie, okay? How many of you out there have done that? You go see this Valentine's Day movie, and then you're just like, you're looking to the left, you're looking to the right, and you're like, what? Like, and you start feeling bad, like, oh my gosh, I don't have a Valentine. Oh my gosh, I feel so alone. Oh my, nobody loves me. Next year, I'm gonna make sure I have a Valentine, no matter who it is. I don't care what I have to take. I'm just gonna, you know, you're just gonna take somebody's sloppy seconds just because you're feeling alone and you want somebody to take that away, that feeling away. So I'm telling you, when that's like feeding, what is it? It's like feeding something negative, you know? It's like making it worse. You're making it worse on yourself, you know? So when you go, don't go see a Valentine's Day movie if you ain't got no Valentine. Some people can't handle it, and that's those that are mentally strong, those that can handle those, you know, those type of things. They can handle that. But if you know you are not a person that can handle something, don't do that to yourself, please. Don't do it. Don't put yourself in that position. And you just say, you know what, I don't need no Valentine. I can go to the movies by myself. And you go see that Valentine's Day movie, I guarantee you the whole time you're feeling a certain way. Then you leave and you're feeling a certain way. Then you get home and you're feeling a certain way. And for those of us that like chocolate or like ice cream, that's what we do. That's what we end up doing after all that. Because, see, we fed into the negative thought. We fed into that, into feeling alone. We've given it life. There we go. We've given it life. We've birthed being negative. I mean, being alone. Sorry. We've birthed being alone, and it's negative. We don't want to birth negative things. We don't want to give it attention. We don't. You know. We don't want to do that. We're feeding into it. We're like, okay, I feel alone. I'm just going to keep isolating myself. I'm just going to keep mentally thinking and believing I'm alone, even when somebody tells you, girl, if you need anything, just call me. If you want to go somewhere, if you want to do something, call me, girl, I'm here. And then you're like, yeah, but they say that they're here, but I still feel alone. And they, you know, I'm not able to meet up with them. But then you have to think, like, Are you doing that to yourself? Sometimes I feel like we do that to ourselves. We put ourselves in a alone situation, especially with that example when you have someone that's telling you, hey, I'm here if you want to go to the movies, if you want to chill, hang out, I'm here, just give me a call. But we wait for them to be the caller, okay? And they're just like, I told you can call me or whatever, but, you know, I think that's just ourselves keeping ourselves in that position. That's your excuse. Keep yourself in that position is to put it all off on someone else, not to take responsibility for what you're doing to treat this, okay? So, I mean, so listen, let me go back. I ended up going to movies with myself, and like I said, I saw, you know, a movie, and little times, you know, at the very beginning, I did think about being by myself, and then I start getting into the movie, start laughing and everything, and I start looking around, and I'm just like, wow, this is not that bad. This really is not that bad. And I start saying, wow, you know, I can do this. I start feeling strong and stuff, but see, if I would have just sat there and saw this movie, you know, and things like that, and I kept thinking like, oh my gosh, I'm by myself, I'm alone, you know, you're just feeding into it. You're giving it life. We don't want to give that life. Why we want to do that? We don't want to do it. You know, you shouldn't do that, because God tells us, our Father tells us that we're not alone. Listen, I don't care if you got to go to the movies and talk to God while you're there. Listen, you too. You do whatever you got to do to feel whole, to feel free from being alone. Listen, if you got to go to the movies by yourself, you got to be like, all right, God, you going to the movies with me? Let's go. We going to the movies. You sitting there. You be like, you want some popcorn, God? You know? No, I'm just saying, but you, even if you got to talk to God, you sitting there. You sitting in the movies, sitting by yourself, and you eating your popcorn. Just talk to God. Talk to God. I know people probably going to think you crazy, but you know you're not crazy. So I would rather have people think I'm crazy than really go crazy from self-induced craziness. Okay, does that make sense? And I don't know if that's really a word, but you know what I'm saying? I would rather do that you know, because we need to get out of these mental, jail cells we put ourselves into. I don't know what other way to say that, you know, but we need to get ourselves out of that. We've closed the door on a lot of things because mentally we're pushing ourselves in that same direction all the time. So be careful not to plant seeds in your mind. You know, when you're feeling alone, go spend time with God. Go spend time with someone else as well. You got friends or somebody you can spend some time with or do something with, family, you know, or something like that. Or even, listen, if you don't have a specific person, go to the mall. Go to the mall where there's a lot of people there. You know what I'm saying? Like, just start talking to somebody while you're in line, waiting for something. You know, every little thing helps. Whatever you have to do to get out of that dark place. If you're feeling alone, sometimes can feel like a dark place when you feel alone. And that's why I say, if you feel that way and you're getting to that place, then you've already taken God out of the equation. Because there are sometimes when I have felt like I was just crying in a corner by myself. I wasn't literally in the corner, and I wasn't literally by myself. But I felt like that because I told myself that, because I said, I'm just alone. I'm just always alone. When I'm not alone, I have people around me all the time. I have people I can go to, people I can talk to about anything, and they're there for me every single time, very supportive. But I can still trick myself by telling myself, I'm alone, I'm alone, I'm alone. And you need to start telling yourself, I am not alone. I am never alone, which brings me to the confession. Listen, if y'all don't get anything else, get this faith confession book. Every situation you're going through, and listen, I didn't plan on doing a faith confession today because it's a Wanty Do It Wednesday, and this is my Wanty Do It story. But listen, everything is in this book. Like, and this is a smaller one. The bigger one is Free to Be Strong and Victorious. Now, and the smaller one that you can fit in your purse is Free to Speak Life, Faith Confessions. And if you're going through anything, I'm telling you, anything, this book will get you through. I just skimmed through it, and I was just like, I know it's something in here talking about never alone. So let me look. And I found it, and it was titled Never Alone. So let me read this confession to you, and you need to make sure that you speak this over your life. If you need to rewind this a few times, if you don't have the money to get the book right now, you know, email the author, email Valerie. It's I believe she said it's valeriecboyce@gmail.com. Again, valeriec. Boyce, B-O-Y-C-E, @gmail.com. And you need to pick this book up. You need to get this book. Talk to her if you can't afford it, anything, because this book, I'm telling you, it will change your life. And I know that I need to read Faith Confessions more and more, because it will help, you know, with anything that you're going through. So let me go ahead and read this Faith Confession. It's called Never Alone. And it says, Father, I thank you. I am never alone. I sit in an empty room with little to say. I can still hear your voice telling me, no worries for the day. I thank you. I am focused. I do not pursue what I should not. I thank you. You have my mate for me. As you prepare me every day, as I wait, I am not alone. You are not far, but so near. I thank you. I am not distracted by what I see, I hear, or feel. You help me stay on track so I focus on what is real. I thank you for carrying me when I feel I walk alone. Thank you for reassuring me that in you I am strong. I am free to be successful. I am free to make right my wrongs. I am free to let you carry me so I never feel alone. And you know what? The Bible scripture that she gets that from, the book is Joshua 1:5. And so that is very powerful, not feeling alone. I mean, no matter what, whether it's relationship-wise, you know, or just really just feeling alone in this world, you know, what you're going through, or just whatever the case might be, you know that you're never alone. And start speaking that. Father, I thank you I'm never alone. Even though I might sit in this empty room with little to say, I can still hear your voice telling me no worries for the day. No worries. I thank you. I'm focused. Stay focused. Stay focused. Stay focused. We can easily get thrown off track. Even when we're going down a path of never feeling alone, we're going down that path and something might come up, whether it's a situation which something that you could go through, you know what I'm saying, whether it's bills or whatever it might be, you know, and then you start feeling alone, like, oh, man, I wish I had somebody to help me get out of this situation or blah, blah, blah. I'm really just, no, you are. You have the greatest person ever. Listen, nobody in this world is better than God or can help you out of anything but God. Okay, nobody. So that's what greater person to have. And if he never leaves you, you're never alone. So, I mean, he's all you need. So just take that with you today. You are never alone. You know, I mean, I know I've dealt with this for so long, feeling alone. And, you know, it's just... You have to start speaking that life into you. You have to speak life into you. And I know if you don't have people like me that will speak life, even when you don't, you have to call them, you know what I'm saying, ask them to pray for you and, you know, get some encouragement from someone. You know, even if you have to go to a counselor or someone. Find someone that you can talk to, that can speak life into you, and that they can be in agreement with you for prayer over your mind, because it all starts with your mind. Okay, your heart wouldn't be so affected if your mind was clear, if your mind was free. When your mind is free, it frees up so many other things. So really take that in today. The quote for today is, you are, of course, right, you're never alone. The quote for today is, you are never left alone when you are alone with God. And that's what we need to realize. If I'm alone with God, I am never, ever alone. Just if I am with God, if God lives in me, I'm never alone, period. I'm never alone. We can go anywhere together. I can do whatever, no matter near or far, wherever I am. God is always with me. I'll never be alone. Focus on that, and you'll get there. You definitely will. It is something that you have to work toward. You know, sometimes it won't happen overnight with you feeling alone. It just depends on how deep you are into it. And for me, mine's not overnight. I don't want anybody to think that because I'm doing this show or because I'm doing this show or whatever, that I don't go through things, that I'm perfect, that my marriage is perfect, that, you know, I don't struggle with things. No, no, no. I'm not perfect, and I do go through things, and I still struggle through things. And, you know, that is why God is here. God is here to help us through those things and to bring people to, you know, into our lives that can help us and steer us into the right direction. I know for me, when I go through things, you know, I always hear God. I hear God by, you know, in different ways. You know, God knows me. He knows you, so he knows what's best and what will work for you. And a lot of times, I mean, even if I'm just scrolling through Facebook and I hear, like, a T.D. Jakes message or, you know, other ministers that I follow on Facebook, and I'll just, like, click their video, and, you know, a lot of times, sometimes they have some of the same, you know, dealing with the same type of, you know, message or something like that, not the exact same message, of course, but on the same, on the same field or whatever, same topic, there we go, sorry. The same topic, and I'm just like, wow, you know, so I know God is speaking to me, and, you know, then just, you know, if he lives inside of you, he speaks to you, you know, and if you can't hear his voice clearly, then ask him, and he'll supply all you need, and he'll give it to you, you know, like I said, surround yourself around someone that can speak life into you, and just start telling yourself the opposite of what you feel. You feel tired? Oh, my gosh, I have so much strength. Thank you, God, for the strength. You feel alone? I am never alone. This is awesome. I mean, I'm never alone. I never feel alone, you know, just different stuff like that. You know, I'm always surrounded around people and things. And get yourself busy doing something, you know. That's another thing. Get yourself busy doing something and busy about business, not just busy. Okay, be about business. Be about God's business and His will for your life and everything. So I want to leave that with you guys today. I hope that you enjoyed this Wanna Do It Wednesday about never being alone, because like I said before, God never leaves us. And the only time we should want to be alone is when we're spending time in prayer and talking to God our Father. You know, so just remember those things. I really enjoyed talking today. I can't believe that I talked almost 30 minutes by myself. But, you know, it was cool. It was cool. And I love to talk. This is one of the reasons why I did this show, because, see, I can talk as much as I want and nobody's cutting me off. And nobody can say, oh, you can't feel that way. Oh, no, you know, things like that. But, you know, I welcome people that have different points of view and everything, and people that can kind of explain what they're going through, how, you know, they made it through, or, you know, how they're dealing with it. So I just want to be a little bit of a morning inspiration for you guys, okay? And I hope that I am doing my job. I hope that I'm helping you, because by helping you, it's actually helping me. I need this. This is like therapy for me. I really do. And if you ever feel like you want to call in and you want to chime in and just tell us anything, you know, feel free to call in anytime or chat. And so I just want you guys to have a great day. Have a great week. Remember, it's midweek, so, you know, it's time to push on through to the end of this week. And we just pray that I'll be praying that everyone that listens today, just that God touches your heart, that you will never feel alone, and that you know that He is always here with you forever and ever and ever, and that you just feel some type of energy boost for the rest of your week. So remember, you guys, that this Friday is Faith Confession Friday. I don't know what's going to happen, because today I did not expect for this to happen, but it did. So I'm just letting God have His way. I'm just letting Him do whatever it is that He wants to do, and I'm happy about it. So listen, remember, today is a beautiful day. Don't waste it. Listen, I'm your host, Reese. Peace. I'll see you guys on Friday for Faith Confession Friday. And please have a blessed week. Remember, you are never alone, okay?
I'm telling you what I know.